Give thanks to God, for He is good. His love endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Those He redeemed from the hand of the foe. Those He has gathered from every land. We testify to the work of His hand.
Hi, I'm Steve Livengood. My wife Shelley and I welcome you to the Redeemed Life Radio Broadcast, a ministry of Redeemed Church in Vancouver, Washington. The purpose of this radio broadcast is to bless you and build you up in your faith in Jesus. Now let's get right into this week's message. I'll tell you what, there's a lot of people that don't believe what the Bible says. Amen. They might even be in church. They might be in church today, but they don't believe what the Bible says. They're here because their wife drug them or whatever, right? Or because, well, that grandpa went to church, right? Or because my kids need to hear this. Amen. No. Somebody say, I believe what the Bible says, right? Amen. And the Bible may go opposite the flow of what you're feeling today, right? This morning, honestly, when I woke up, I felt like going back to sleep. I didn't feel the Holy Ghost. I didn't feel anything. I just felt like, man, I'd like to just keep sleeping today. But what do? You stir yourself up. You have to be here. You're the pastor. Well, guess what? I've been doing this a lot longer than I've been being a pastor, right? You stir yourself up and you get to church, right? You get to the Word. The point is, it doesn't matter how you feel. Our feelings are indicators of things, right? But our feelings do not transcend what God's Word says. And I'll tell you what, if we can grasp that as believers, it will change your life. It will absolutely transform your life. Because you know, you might feel angry. You might feel sad, sorrowful, right? You might feel tired. Amen. You might feel happy. Wouldn't it be great if every day we just woke up feeling happy? Like a little happy emoji. It's so funny how many emojis there are now. I mean, you can pick emoji for any mood. But guess what? The emoji doesn't tell me how to feel. You got to tell your feeling. Hey, feelings, guess what? This is what we're doing. So smile. Amen? Sometimes you just have to look yourself in the mirror and just say, come on. Say this, everything's going to be all right today. God is good. He loves me. I think it was yesterday. I got to sleep in a little bit. I don't normally sleep in. I just can't. You know, for me, if I'm in bed at 8, it's like, whew. Where's the day gone? Honestly, I've just always been that way. But I just laid there for a while, and I just started meditating on how God loves me. Amen? Just started thinking, because, you know, when you wake up, instantly, cares, worries, fears, concerns. The enemy's right there just waiting to throw stuff at you. So we got to, before we get out of bed, make up our mind what kind of day it's going to be. Before we go to bed. Hey, you know what? I'm going to sleep soundly, wake up in health and wholeness, and I don't care what I feel like in the morning, it's going to be a great day tomorrow because Jesus is Lord. Amen? Praise the Lord. And I just began to sit there, Lord, I thank you that you love me. You're handling every care of this life for me because you love me. You love me enough to take care of my kids today. You love me enough to take care of that church today. You love me enough to get me through the things that need to be done today. You love me enough to pay off this house today. You just start going through the list. You love me enough to keep me healthy and whole and my family healthy. You just love me so much. You're healing me today. You know, and I'm reminding myself, just meditating on the love of God rather than meditating on what I feel like. Amen? Praise the Lord. And that's what we do. But Proverbs 4:20-22 says this. So you may walk in the way of goodness. Oh, excuse me, I'm in the wrong chapter. Proverbs 4, that's a good one too, I'm sure. Proverbs 4, 20 through 22. My son, or my daughter, of course, give attention to my words. Give attention to my words. See, it's easier oftentimes, or more natural, maybe is a better word to say, to give attention to how I feel or the circumstances. And the circumstances may require my attention. Amen? He isn't saying blow off your responsibilities and just stay home, don't go to work. No, no, we got stuff to do, right? But get up earlier, go to bed earlier. Or if you wake up like I've done in the past at 2 in the morning with stuff on your mind, get up and pray. Pray in the Spirit. Get the Word out. What's the Word say about this? Psalm 91. What, you know, amen. So, give attention to my words. Incline your heart to my sayings. What does that tell me? That tells me I cannot say these words. That person made me mad. No, I inclined my heart to get mad at that person. So that person didn't make me mad. I chose to get mad. I chose to take offense. The Lord's been showing me more and more places in my life where offense tries to get in. Being mad at somebody, remembering what someone said. Could have been years ago. And it'll bubble up on the road. Somebody cuts you off on the freeway. You know, something happens, and it's an opportunity to get mad. Take offense at people. Well, we need to choose to incline our hearts toward God's words. What does God's word say in regards to that? Forgive. And I've noticed it's important for me to say out loud, no, I will not take offense to that. You know, if we keep taking offense and taking offense and taking offense, it will make you sick. Physically sick. Amen? So we need to be people that are quick to forgive. Something comes to your mind, the enemy throws something at you to remember that you have a right to hate that person. You say, no, I forgive that person right now. In fact, I pray for them, that God would touch them and bless them. And man, this week, I actually, every now and then, I'll just turn my phone on and start texting guys on my contacts. Hey, I'm praying for you today, brother. God loves you. Why? Because I'm going through something. Because the devil's coming at me with something. So I'm saying, okay, you're going to try to tear me down? I'm going to build somebody else up, sucka. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Praying for you. God's going to do a great thing. And I got several responses, several no responses. Who cares? I'm sending words of life out on purpose. Amen. Rather than sending that one text that you want to send to that one person. Amen? Praise the Lord. There are people that I've had to take out of my contacts. It's like, you know what? I've reached out. There's an issue there with them. And I'm just going to forgive them, but I'm going to take them out of my, I'm going to unfriend or whatever, because that, I just need to leave that to the Holy Ghost. Amen? Praise the Lord. So give attention to my words, incline your ear to my sayings. Not incline your ear to your feelings. Isn't that the big problem in the world today? People inclining their ears to their own feelings. But we're not going to change, right? We're going to stay with the word. Amen? This came up to me again this week too. The Church of Jesus Christ cannot be a place of assisted suicide. Where we just allow you to just be whatever you want to be, whatever life you, let's just embrace it. Let's just embrace the lies in the world and just empower you to go ahead and go out there and live like you want to live. No, 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 no. The word. Somebody say the word. The word. Amen. So incline your ear. Now, if you know people like this, and we all do, people that are in these lifestyles and things like that, we pray for them. We don't judge them. No, we love them. Amen. Right? Praise the Lord. And so we keep the word, the word. The word is first priority. Amen. Incline your ear to my sayings. Well, if we're not spending any time with Jesus, we'll get lost no matter how good of a Christian you think you are. If we're not spending time with Jesus, like I heard Charles Stanley say this week, a lot of Christians are more familiar with facts about God than knowing Jesus himself. right? They need to receive Jesus and know Jesus more than facts about God, right? A relationship with Jesus Christ is what we all are called to have, what you can have, amen? And how do we do that? We need to spend time with him. How do I have a relationship with Shelly if I never spend time with her? If all I see her on is Easter and Christmas, or all I believe about her is what other people say about her, or how I feel, or no. We're called to know him, to spend time with him. How do we do that? Read the Bible, spend time in the Word, spend time in prayer, turn off the junk, turn on the Word. Amen. Praise the Lord. And he'll reveal himself to us, won't he? Amen. And we'll know what to do. We'll have a knowing on the inside. Amen. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life. Now whose responsibility is that, by the way? Verse 21. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Right? Keep them in the midst of your heart. Whose responsibility is that? Mine. Right? Praise the Lord. For they are life to those who find them and health to all their flesh. Praise God. Health to your flesh. Literally, the word of God will heal you. Confessing his word, saying his words out loud, speaking his word, spending time with the healer will get you healed. Go figure. That's not rocket science, is it? Right? Somebody say, I'm a hearer and a doer. I'm a hearer and I'm a doer of the word of God. Amen. So what do? We confess what the word says. Amen. It's like that scripture that talks about the person that looks in the mirror and then when they leave, they forget what they look like. No, we need to get a picture of ourselves in the word of God and stay there until we see who we are in Christ. Amen. Now, do this confession with me. Here we go. Say this. I'm a believer. I believe the word of God above anything and anyone else. That would even include myself, wouldn't it? That would even include my knee. Knee, I know you're feeling some pain, but guess what? The word says you're healed. Jesus healed you. Right? And praise the Lord that this other knee feels so good. Hallelujah. Find something to be thankful about, right? Amen. Thank the Lord for his word. Let's continue. Say this. I believe his word above my thoughts and feelings. His word is truth. Amen. So there's a great faith confession, and that was based out of Proverbs 4, 20 through 22. Amen. Now, we're gonna pray in just a few minutes here, but first, the following scriptures here come out of Brother Keith Moore's 101 Things God Said About Healing, right? And we're just taking about 10 of these a month. Instead of going through the whole list, you can download, or you might already have a copy of it, but you can download them from his website, which is morelife.org. Just great things to have around, amen? And if you don't need healing today, praise the Lord for that. Hallelujah. This is a preventative thing then. Amen. A lot of times people hire, in the pest control industry, not because they have bugs, but because they don't want to have bugs. So we're doing this as much as anything as a prevention for us. Amen. And to give us knowledge and revelation on what God says about healing. Know this, church. It is not God's will for you to be sick. It is not his plan for you. Jesus didn't allow them to rip his back open so that you could be healed when you get to heaven. Everybody gets healed when they get to heaven. Amen? You can receive healing today. Amen? You just make a choice. Well, I don't feel healed. Well, guess what? What did we just read? What did we just read? Amen? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So here's what Brother Keith says. How do we know whether it's God's will to heal us or not? It makes little difference what others say about it. What did he say about it? Oh, isn't that the truth? It's so easy to just hear somebody talking about how awful things are and we just start nodding our heads. And no. Receive your healing. Amen? Come to the healer. Remember that God is no respecter of persons, Acts 10:34. He never changes, Malachi 3:6. What he said to them yesterday, he is saying to you today. God's word is speaking to me. These statements are taken directly from the Bible with little or no variation. The verbs and construction have been changed to apply to you personally and to sum up the thoughts in some instances. Also, many of these statements are prefaced by phrases like, if you walk in my commandments, if you believe, obey. What is that talking about? That's talking about being a doer of the word, isn't it? Amen? Don't you know one of the greatest examples, well, he's not a person, but Satan. He knows what the word says, but he's doing the opposite. Amen? Praise the Lord. So we got to be people that not just, you know what the Bible says, but we're acting on it. And one of the ways we act on it is we say it, we confess it. We say it with our mouth, we believe it with our heart. So what did God say? I want us to, if you have the notes in front of you, I want you to say these out loud with me. Let's start with number 12 there, okay? Ready, begin. I have found a ransom for you. Your flesh shall be fresher than a child's, and you shall return to the days of your youth. Job 33:24-25. So no more. Now, how do we do that? How many know you can't make yourself any younger? Right? You can choose to believe this. You can say, you know what, body? We are not going, just look what the word says. Your flesh will return to the days of your youth. You just got to say, I believe that. I believe it. I'm not planning to die anytime soon. Amen? I'm not saying words like, well, this, I might be going to die soon. No. Using words like, oh, that's killing me. No. I could just die. Shut yourself up. Right? No. Who's the ransom that was for you? Jesus. Amen? Your flesh shall be fresher than a child's. You shall return to the days of your youth. Praise God. Number 13. I have healed you and brought up your soul from the grave. I have kept you alive from going down into the pit. Psalm 30, verses 1 and 2. It's a good opportunity to remember. I bet everybody in this room has a story of how God saved your life. Something could have happened and it didn't. In meditating on those things. If he saved your life then, he's saving my life today. Right? Amen. So we speak these words. He's bringing up our souls from the grave. One of the things we were considering looking at is the city, the cemetery right here next to us, owns all the land down toward 138th across from Winco. They own that. You know why? Because they're planning on expanding. There's going to be more people being buried. And we were thinking, wouldn't it be cool for a church to own that land and instead of dead people being buried there, life coming out of that piece of land. Amen? It's just fun to think about and fun to pray and fun to imagine. Use your imagination. Instead of imagining all the ways you could die, imagine all the things that God still is going to do through you on this planet. Amen? Praise the Lord. Now, number 14, let's say that. I will give you strength and bless you with peace. Psalm 29:11. Amen. So I can't walk around saying how sick and tired I am. No, I got to do this, right? That means if I don't feel like moving, move. I had to tell myself that more than once this weekend. Steve, get off the couch. Move. And then before long, hey, right? Amen? You just act on the word. If something hurts, start doing what you couldn't do before. In the name of Jesus, I receive my healing. If you're paralyzed in a wheelchair, can you blink your eyes? Well, then you blink those eyes. Can you move your finger, right? And those are, you know, more extreme situations. But do something in faith. Act on it. Somebody say act on it, right? All right, here we go. Number 15 there. I will preserve you and keep you alive. Psalm 41:2. Listen, don't be entertaining thoughts of fear of death. You got no right for that. There's nothing to fear. When it's time to die, you go to heaven. That's good news. Amen? So don't we got to resist or fear of people you love dying. No. Just say, no, I'm not afraid of that. I know where they are. I know where they'll be. I know where I'm going. And my God's keeping me alive. That old gospel song, he's all over me, and he's keeping me alive. Amen. Number 16, we gotta move here. I will strengthen you upon the bed of languishing. I will turn all your bed in your sickness. Psalm 41:3. Somebody say, he's the God of the turnaround. He's the God of the turnaround. Whatever it is, he can turn it around for your good. Amen. Get you up out of that bed. Amen. Back on your feet. Number 17, I am the health of your countenance and your God. Psalm 43:5. I got to remind my countenance often. Everything's going to be all right, so smile. Turn that frown upside down. Amen. Just laugh about it, you know? Ha, ha, ha. Everything's going to be all right. Oh, look, it's an opportunity to be offended. Ha, ha, ha. I forgive. I receive the blessing of God on my life. Amen, right? Here we go. Number 18. No plague shall come near your dwelling. Psalm 91:10. Amen. Praise the Lord. Covers your house, covers your body, covers your family, covers your church. Hallelujah. Number 19, I will satisfy you with long life. Say it like that. Long life. I chose this picture here because it reminds me of the story of Moses. At 120 years old, God had to remind him it's time to die. And what did he do? He climbed a mountain at 120, and he could see the promised land at 120, right? Praise God. And there's that scripture. Beloved, I pray that you prosper in all things and be in health just as your soul prospers. 3 John 2. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody say, long life. Praise God. Number 20, I heal all your diseases. Psalm 103:3. What does all not cover? All covers it all, doesn't it? There are new diseases coming out left and right because the devil is out there to steal, kill, and destroy. But you are blood covered, blood washed. Amen. So don't claim that stuff. Right? And finally, number 21, I sent my word and healed you and delivered you from your destructions. Psalm 107:20. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus, for delivering me from all destruction. Amen. Praise the Lord. God isn't using destruction to teach his people anything. Hallelujah. You have authority in Jesus' name over destruction, over death, over issues. You take your authority. You take your stand of faith. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's stand up on our feet. Now, this final confession here before we pray, I just want to, let's just do this before we pray, all right? Say this out loud. Jesus Christ is Lord over me, spirit, soul, and body. Sickness, I resist you in the name of Jesus. I enforce the will of God on you today. Leave my presence now. I believe I receive my healing now. I am well now in Jesus' name. Now just begin to praise him for that. Lord, we thank you today for being our healer. We thank you today, Jesus, for healing our bodies. Hallelujah. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Now, if there's anybody here right now and you want anointing for healing of any kind, I want to invite you to come forward. And I'm going to, as we close, I'm just going to anoint you. We're just going to say, in the name and by the blood of Jesus Christ, be healed today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. In the name and by the blood of Jesus Christ, be healed today. Hallelujah. In the name and by the blood of Jesus Christ, be healed today. Hallelujah. In the name and by the blood of Jesus Christ, be healed today. in Jesus' name. Just thank Him for that, church. Just thank Him for that. Just thank Him for that. Hallelujah. 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 I want to anoint everybody's hands because there's healing in your hands. And wherever you lay your hands, whoever, they're going to be healed. Amen? So come on up in Jesus' name. I'm just going to touch you on your hands and just say there's healing in your hands in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. 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 There is healing in your hands in Jesus' name. There's healing in your hands in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. There is healing in your hands in Jesus' name. There's healing in your hands in Jesus' name. There's healing in your hands in Jesus' name. There is healing in your hands in Jesus' name. There is healing in your hands in Jesus' name. There's healing in your hands in Jesus' name. There's healing in your hands in Jesus' name. There's healing in your hands in Jesus' name. There is healing in your hands in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, there is healing in your hands in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Just thank the Lord for that today. Give Him praise. Lord, we thank You. 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 We thank You that You are so good to us. Hallelujah. Thank You, Jesus.
Thank you so much for joining us for the Redeemed Life Radio broadcast. Check us out on the web at redeemed-church.org. You can hear many free, full messages there and get info on service time and location. You can also correspond with us by mail at P.O. Box 1248, Washougal, Washington, 98671. Until next week, this is Steve Livengood reminding you to keep looking up. Jesus is coming soon.